What's really going on now is that Obama is leading an attempt at a coup d'etat, which we can expect to continue for many months, which they hope will result in Trump's impeachment. Here's how the move unfolded. First step was during the election, make Russia radioactive. Any contact with Russia, blame Russia for all the leaks, which may have been the case or not, but in any case, they didn't make up the documents. And transform the email scandal and the WikiLeaks scandal into a Russian attempt to hack the election. And then on election day and right after, keep up a chorus of accusations that Russia meddled in our election. Then, against that background, have the FBI, then under Obama's control, and still really, because they haven't gotten rid of people and Comey is still in power, they go ahead and tap everybody's phone. All of Trump's incoming people, and of course the Russians. And then mousetrap them, booby-trap them, ambush them during their confirmation hearings, and try to press them into saying things that might not technically be true, or are true but can be misinterpreted, to lay the basis for future investigations. The first victim was Flynn, who they wanted to get rid of anyway, not just because he was Trump's appointee, but because he took a hard line on Iran and other issues, and the Obama's people didn't like that, a much tougher line than Tillerson or Mattis have. Then, after Flynn, they're going after Sessions. And again, it's based on an ambush at the confirmation hearing. They asked him, did you have any contact with the Russian ambassador during the Trump campaign? And the Russians during the Trump campaign, and he said no. Because he assumed that that meant campaign contacts. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, high-ranking, he regularly meets with other ambassadors. His staff listed 25 sessions he'd had with them, different ambassadors. And one of the so-called meetings with the Russians was just chatting after he had finished giving a speech with a bunch of other senators around. Then once you trap him into a lie, a supposed lie, get him to recuse himself, which they've done, and then demand a special prosecutor. That is the goal. Because once you have a special prosecutor, it's Katie bar the door. You can't possibly limit what he's doing. Because the special prosecutor has a staff designed for one purpose, to get the president. And they can look at anything, any crime or any effort thing that comes before them while they're investigating what was the nominal purpose of the special prosecutor. Remember, Clinton's special prosecutor was over Whitewater, and he ended up trying to impeach him over Monica Lewinsky, which became Whitewater, became Paula Jones, became lying under oath, became Lewinsky. And this kind of trail can happen with any special prosecutor. So that's their goal, get a special prosecutor against Trump and try to get him impeached.